Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RB and his listener-supported folks, please donate whatever is manageable. And keep in mind, for every $100 donation, you get your choice as our gift to say thanks. Either a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice, or an official RBN coffee mug. Both excellent ways to spread the word about free speech in style. And, of course, great conversation starters to get people turned on to the network. So utilize that opportunity, please, folks, whenever you can. And of course, it is the listeners who keep the bills paid here. Although we have some sponsors, that is the main way we pay the bills, is through the listener support each month. So do what you can. And remember, free speech can't even exist without being funded by we, the people. It's just become more and more obvious with each generation how much the corporate media are compromised. And for that matter, I mean, you go back far enough, they weren't quite as compromised, not as centralized. There were a lot of outlets who were a rogue to the system. You know, the further back you go, the more examples of that existed. But here we have RBN at the forefront of free speech, maintaining what this nation was founded upon. And that includes that Bill of Rights, you know, those First and Second Amendments in particular are vital to our survival as a republic. Well, to reinvent, perhaps, the republic is necessary at this point. Nonetheless, the essence of the republic is in the people, folks. And you remember that, okay? This is just a corrupt government which has gone rogue. You know, none of these private central banks should have existed. Wow, quite a tangent during the plug for donations there. But I was about to start ranting about Andrew Jackson, but please help ensure RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website. Donate page, you can call our staff at RBN here. We're always able to take a moment to answer your call. They're always able to in friendly and a discreet manner. If you want to donate via credit or debit card over that phone, you can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. But Andrew Jackson is worth mentioning. You know, he's my favorite president, to be sure. And eradicating the Second Bank of the United States is among the top reasons for my feeling that way. And yet, we are back in the same system, and it's only getting worse over the years with lax conditions for these banks, and now for corporations, well, laxing rules for politicians, you know? I mean, the amount in contributions, the amount corporations can even contribute. In the past, you know, all of this was restricted. You also couldn't be a lawyer to be a politician at one point in time. It's the manipulative nature of the trade, basically. And just the lax sort of, well, policies, including the demographic shifts. I mean, so many people here don't even understand what a republic is, don't even recognize the type of culture that our founders instilled with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. The sort of high trust society and what is necessary to maintain it. You know, a lot of people support or are conditioned to support the magic soil theory. You know, come to this land here, no matter who you are, and you'll be just like these people who were here before you. An interesting story to top the day. Pfizer has had a bit of a whoopsie regarding Project Veritas. You know, getting a little too much into their dirty business once again. Project Veritas has on record now Pfizer scientists admitting natural antibodies beat the COVID-19 vaccine, and even recordings of them calling the company evil, their own company calling it evil. Project Veritas has obtained video of Pfizer scientists admitting the massive pharmaceutical corporation is quote-unquote evil and questioning the efficacy of the experimental jabs. This was, by the way, out of blacklisted news sourced from Big League Politics initially. Several scientists with the big pharma giant admitted that natural immunity is more effective at preventing infection with COVID-19 than the vaccine. A verboten truth that the so-called public health experts refuse to admit. Quote, when somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have more antibodies against the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against multiple pieces of the virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the COVID vaccination, unquote, said Pfizer vaccine scientist Nick Carle. Even though he admits the truth about natural immunity, Carle still supports coercive vaccine mandates against the Bill of Rights. Quote, the city, referring to New York, needs like vax cards and everything. It's just about making it so inconvenient for unvaccinated people to the point where they're just like, F it, I'll give in. Or F it, I'll get it. You know? Unquote, he said, once again from Nick Carle. Quote. And then a Pfizer official, Chris Kroc or Croce, admitted that his employer is quote unquote evil for suppressing research into monoclonal antibodies in order to push up their profit margins. Quote, I still feel like I work for an evil corporation because it comes down to profits in the end. I mean, I'm there to help people, not to make millions and millions of dollars. So, I mean, that's the moral dilemma, unquote, he said, later admitting that they were raking in billions. Quote, basically, our organization is run on COVID money now, unquote, Croce said. A different Pfizer scientist, Rahul Kandki, that is, said that Pfizer is suppressing the truth about the effectiveness of natural immunity. We're bred and taught to be like, quote, vaccine is safer than actually getting COVID, unquote. Honestly, we had to do so many seminars on this. You have no idea. Like, we have to sit there for hours and hours and listen to, like, be like, you cannot talk about this in public, unquote, Kandaki said. If you have antibodies built up, you should be able to prove that you have those built up, he added. And Big League Politics says they'll continue to report on Project Veritas's. Okay, so Project Veritas will continue explosive revelations about Pfizer's COVID cover-up in weeks to come. course, looking forward to that as much as you can get that out to normies. You know, that's really what's going to win this, folks. I mean, people have to. I mean, this can't be like a 9/11, because, you know, we'll never uncover enough to reverse, you know, the greatest damages that this is attempting here. On that note, I would like to read an excellent brief piece that was over at Investment Watch blog, courtesy of Mr. Chris Black. He writes a lot of good articles. This one he put out yesterday, actually, entitled "COVID-19 is the final step for the elites taking over the world." And I can't argue with that one bit. You know, I couldn't have said it better. COVID-19 was in the planning stage for a long time. At the end of the 20th century, a 30-year plan was launched to transform the world into a global technocracy, devoid of borders and where the population answered to a small select group of oligarchs. 9/11 was the first stage. We got the Patriot Act and the global war on terror, which was really just reshuffling the deck and moving pieces on the board. Personal liberties and constitutional freedoms need to be eroded slowly so people won't notice. For a decade, the plan went off without a hitch. Stage two was the 2008-2009 financial crisis. Destroy millions of small businesses and concentrate all the power into fewer hands. Central banks printed trillions and handed it off to the banks without anyone burning down Wall Street. The next decade was nothing but endless money printing and enriching the Davos set. You used to be at the top of the list with a $5 billion fortune. Now $100 billion doesn't even put you in the top 10. Stage three is the global pandemic, or shall we say, plandemic, as it is. Your freedom is taken, your money is taken, and your ability to make a living no longer exists. The globalists own you and can lock you up anytime they want to. Less than a 1% chance of death was sold as an absolute certainty. If you don't comply, you'll die. This decade is about turning the masses into slaves. And Chris Black concludes by saying, because the 30-year plan was set in motion, and by the end, you'll own nothing and be happy. Because you aren't happy with what the government gives you. Because if you aren't happy with what the government gives you, you'll be dead. And always a nice cheery way to conclude with Mr. Black. And I do have a guest here with us today, folks, and I'd love to hear his thoughts on that piece's sentiment. Mr. Paul, we have Paul in California joining us once again. Hello, sir.
Well, I sure as hell hope they could deliver me some happiness, because right now I own nothing and I'm pretty pissed off.
Oh, come on.
I'm off of that list. You know, that list where you got to have $100 billion to make it? I'm just a little bit off of that list. I don't know. How about you?
I'm working on getting there. You know, it's tough, but if you want to have a say in how we're all going to shape our future, evidently you need to be among the elite of the wealthy, right?
Sounds to me like it's time to have a treehouse again. I don't know. You remember back in the day when I don't know where you grew up, but that was all the thing when we were elementary or junior highs. Have a treehouse, you know. find your little spot in the woods and find those trees that were growing the right distance apart, and nail some 2x4s or 2x6s up and put some plywood down, and you got something going.
I mean, it's more and more desirable, and people are talking about how we might need societies able to function outside the system, grow your own food, access your own water. I don't know, if those really started to take off, you'd think they would be under attack. I mean, that would be the worst trend possible for this rogue federal government, completely bloated and out of control with its totalitarianism. I mean, they would be like what would happen at the Bundy Ranch, you know, if people tried to just be self-sustaining with a barter community and farmers in it and just, you know, who they wanted to live there. I don't know. Well, the property,
you know,
it makes it impossible to actually own land, the property taxes, Paul. And I think in the end, if nothing else, that's where they'll get you.
Yeah, well, the whole idea of live and let live seems to be out the window, because even when you have these people, you know, I mean, it sort of reminds me, makes me think of, you know, what we hear about the Amish. I claim to know nothing about their communities, but they pretty much leave the Amish alone, I believe. And by the way, for those who are interested, property tax is a scam, and you don't have to pay it. There are ways. I can't claim a lot of specific knowledge, but I do believe what I've heard from other people, and I think that one of the hosts here on Republic, Ralph Winteround, has spoken on property tax before. But don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he has some knowledge of it. But there's sites online. There used to be more before they started shutting down YouTube, plenty of legal quote sites where they give all kinds of advice and procedures and actually show you the law. And if it's anything like income tax, this is, I know for sure, is a scam, and I know you don't have to pay income. And based on the definition of income in the code, most people don't have income. In other words, wages, salaries, tips, commissions, all things that you exchange for your labor are not income. But they're perfectly willing to have you claim that they are on their form. They won't say a word. But if you actually read the definitions in the code, it's just like everything else. It's all fraud and a scam. They want you to believe. It's an old Roman maxim that I heard of years ago from Roman civil law, where supposedly the maxim went, let he who would be deceived be deceived. And that's basically what they're doing. I mean, it's the deception of the FDA approval, right? They approved a vaccine that's not on the market here. Okay. I mean, it's. What else can you say about all this nonsense? It's just not real. It's all in people's minds. I mean, if you go out and go for a hike now and then, which I do on occasion, I like to sort of just get away. So there's hills not too far from where I live, and you can kind of look down on civilization. In a way, you can see the valley before you, and you just realize, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on that is not, you know, quote unquote real, except it's real in people's minds. No, that's where the virus exists the most, is in your mind.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the fear, that they build up the fear in people's minds, and then they play off that fear. But the only reason they have the fear is because of all of the absorption of corporate media propaganda.
Right. And
I just noticed Vermont, in one article, is allegedly the state with the highest vaccination rate. And they're saying that it's seeing the highest surge in COVID cases, record surge. But
and you know, who can trust either one of those things? In other words, first of all, what is COVID? Is it a highest surge in people ill? You know, I mean, I think this whole thing with the Delta variant is probably people that have been vaccinated. Oh, you got the Delta variant. You know, yeah, well, they vaccinated you with the Delta variant. And, of course, all the Delta variant really means is that, you know, you're sick. You have symptoms of illness. We've discussed this many, many times. And I not only stand by everything I've already said about viruses on the show, but I double down on it.
All right, well, here we have the break. Here we have the break hitting us. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Paul in California. And Paul, I hear you as far as your stern, your bold willingness to stick to what you have concluded on the nature of viruses and disease. And I know it goes against a lot of the my position as trying to be a journalist here at RBN and show host, is trying to just compile all of the people, help them to connect, get together, get the information out, and hear multiple stances on a number of different topics out there, varying a bit. And that includes like religion. I myself, for example, I kind of have at the moment a similar stance toward God and viruses. I'm a bit agnostic in my adulthood, but I have seen what I suspect is evidence of from myself and from testimony of others, just something beyond this, and things related to frequency, the Akashic record. There are so many directions you could take things, but my point is that I haven't seen it. In this lifetime, I don't think I'll have a conclusion on the spiritual aspect. As far as viruses and disease, I don't know. But right now, I don't know. I don't see I have enough information to present to everyone where I myself want to be like, here, I can be sure that this is the case from all this evidence that all these people have right here. I mean, you feel that you do have that. And I don't have that right this moment myself. And since I'm not a scientist, I'm not sure I'll ever have that, though, is the problem. But no, go ahead, please.
I claim to have it, and I'm willing to, you know, put my money in the circle. And I kind of feel when you said I don't have enough evidence yet, blah, blah, blah. Excuse the blah, blah, blah. I hate when I do that. I kind of want to say to you, well, you haven't been paying attention when I've been holding class. Because what I'm doing is I'm putting together what I've already put time in online. And believe me, I put a lot of time listening to the many people I've mentioned and you've heard of, and many of the listeners have heard of, Robert. Andrew Kaufman, Dr. Thomas Cowan, Stefan Lanka, Robert O. Young, who is, in my opinion, a brilliant guy. And they are all saying very consistent things that seem to make the most sense to me. I love to use simple analogies, and I've already used this with you and also on the air, and I'm going to use it again. They say we have 8 billion people. Well, before there was 7, and before there was 6, and before there was 4 billion, and then 2 billion, and well, I wasn't there, but apparently there was less than a 1 billion on the planet Earth at one point. So my question would be, tell me how it is we're making each other sick. Tell me that we're bad for each other. Tell me that we catch things from each other and we die. It's, in my opinion, it's always been nonsense. The evidence shows that human beings are good for each other. We help each other thrive and prosper. So like the rulers always do, they want to invert everything. They want to turn it around. They want to turn around nature. So I don't know what viruses are. If you look at what they say they are and what they say they do, I'm left with the idea that it's unprovable, and many people will contend that it can be disproven. And it speaks to the heart of the matter about causality and correlation. This is one of the many things that Thomas Cowan, Kaufman, Stefan Lanka, they all speak about this. Presence does not mean causality. Presence does not even mean correlation. Okay, so because you have something that we can measure or detect, and we're going to call it a virus, well, there isn't any proof that it's causing your illness. And just because you say, for example, that people who are ill have more viruses or they have a, quote, higher viral load, well, that also doesn't mean causality. The higher viral load could be a symptom of what's going on in your body, just like, for example, high blood pressure is a symptom of what's going on. And the symptom is you're dehydrated and your electrolyte balance is off. All these things are easily provable and experimentally can be demonstrated. I have firsthand experience with my elderly father who got dehydrated many times, and I was able to correct it by just giving him juices and water and a little salt. And normally within a few hours, his blood pressure was dropped by 40 to 60 points. I did it multiple times. Wasn't hard at all. When I took him to the hospital, all they did was put him on a saline solution anyway. Right? That's one of the first things they do when you bring in people, especially elderly people, is they get you on fluids. And what are these fluids? The saline solution. You know, similar to the whole idea about cholesterol. The whole cholesterol thing has been debunked. It was always a lie. The people that promoted it knew it was a lie. It just took a long time for the regular mainstream populace and many doctors to discover it was a lie, because high cholesterol was not the cause, mm-hmm. right? It was a symptom of what's going on. A high cholesterol did not cause artery disease or heart disease. It was a symptom of heart disease or artery disease. So it's just, they have us, they're always trying to confuse us, get us thinking the wrong things, right? Get us afraid, make us think that we need their concoction. They're pills, well, they're shots.
All right, well, here, we'll pick up again after the bottom of the hour break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my guest today, Paul in California. And no doubt, Paul, I mean, the model is to keep people sick. Everything that the FDA suppresses at the Codex meetings, for example, is part of that, beholden to Big Pharma. And well, of course, even the pharmaceuticals make other conditions that they then give you other pharmaceuticals to treat in this never-ending cycle, hamster wheel. And there's, of course, no profit in naturally occurring substances, which are not synthetic, which you cannot patent. And this is what is behind it. But certainly keeping you sick is behind it as well. Going back to the formation of all of this with Big Pharma, about 100 years ago with Rockefeller family. And people should do their homework if they're not aware of all that, which you and I have been well-versed in. But, I mean, I guess it's more of strategy. I mean, even with vaccines, I'm against all vaccines, even so-called traditional vaccines. And I've heard of a lot of what they can do to people, what they do not actually successfully accomplish, and how a lot of the supposed successes in the past are incorrect, and in some cases, of course, created the very things they were allegedly fighting against. But as far as strategy, I guess I think of it more as strategy. I don't focus mostly on saying I'm against all vaccines. That's why you shouldn't mRNA. And that's why I say, you know, that's why I don't think you should have to, you know, prove anything about the nature of viruses or COVID or any viruses to, right, to get your freedoms, well, to get your freedoms back.
So
you know?
if we had a natural, or what I call a free market, a free marketplace of ideas, none of this nonsense would survive. I'm going to replace your strategy, your word strategy, with a better term, and it would be a business model. What they have is a business model that they have pursued for quite a long time, and now it's to the nth degree. And behind this business model, they have all the power of the government and all the media corporations pimping it 24/7 with a sense of urgency and this kind of breathless danger. If you mm-hmm. don't go along and get the shot, it's
but I
unreal.
Yeah, well, I just to clarify though, when I said strategy, I was referring to my own strategy. What things that I want to emphasize to the listeners to, and to for them to pass on to normies, our best talking point should just be that we should get our freedoms back. You know, we don't have to prove that all vaccines are don't work. We don't have to prove that and anything about viruses or COVID to show that this is not justified, you know.
Right. When I first heard you use the word strategy, I thought you were referring to what they're doing. I got you now. But yeah,
it's an easier battle to win. Less information and data to confront people about. But I mean, the true numbers of deaths and
I see, you know, it. I see what you're saying, but I'm going to have to really disagree. You know, I'll start out by disagreeing a little, and then I can ramp it up, maybe just disagreeing more firmly. But I just think that we have to, sooner or later, slay the dragon. Okay, we have to kill the notion, the underlying premise, right, that they've been trying to sell us, that they are selling us for all these decades, okay, that viruses make us sick, that we need these drugs. We need these, for example, antiviral drugs. That we need these treatments. I think that has got to go, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good point. We have a caller for you, and we'll see what he has to say and what your thoughts. John in Tennessee. Hello. Thank you for calling, John. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Hey, Paul. First time I heard you. I'm enjoying it. I wanted to ask you, you know, you're talking about a poor business model. I've been saying, or for a doctor to heal actually destroys his business model. I've been saying that for years. And what led me to come to that opinion is the fact of what the Caduceus and the Caduceus actually mean, the symbol of the AMA. You can go to their own website. And they tell you that it's a symbol of thieves and merchants, yet every doctor that's a member of the AMA wears it on his lapel, kind of in plain sight before your eyes, telling you that they're selling and stealing. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Right. And I've heard you before. I'm pretty sure you've heard me because I am highly certain you called in one time when I was a guest on Richard's show, and I definitely recognize your voice. You have a very distinctive voice. In fact, actually, I think Richard might even agree with this, but you have a good radio voice. Anyway, having said that, yeah, I'm familiar with the symbology, and of course, it just goes beneath most people's awareness.
Well, we actually have fallen into a trap of pharmakia, which is sorcery, and that takes me to another word, a pharmacist, by definition, folks, listen, is a poisoner. There are no good pharmaceutical drugs. I'll leave it at that. Thank you both.
Right. No, in fact, Stefan Lanka, in one of his lectures, goes into this, you know, the whole history, and yes, apparently that is the case.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for your call, John. Great points. Well, Paul, I don't know. The floor is yours.
No, I mean, like I said, he makes the case simply. I've been saying this for a very long time that most modern medications are kind of a form of a poison in the sense that it's going to interfere with, down-regulate, modify some natural metabolic process. When you just type in the name of a drug and type in mechanism of action, you'll see. You'll see that what these drugs do is, they're not going to enhance your own, processes, nature's or God's processes. They're going to interfere with it. Essentially, they're mostly palliative. They suppress symptoms. As Kevin Trudeau, you may remember Kevin Trudeau used to be on these infomercials all the time. A lot of the listeners probably remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And he always was talking about this sort of a thing. He also talked about the human mind was both a transmitter and a receiver. And as soon as he said that, I knew it was true. I had read something along those lines before, and in one of his little lecture infomercials, he actually said the human mind is a transmitter and a receiver. And I think in many ways what's going on with people being influenced by others is a form of receiving information. In other words, I don't think you're getting viruses from somebody else and those viruses are going into you and making you sick. I don't think that's how it works at all. And, of course, as I've said, I'm not alone in this thinking. And I think that we all, have, what you call intuition, a sixth sense. We pick up vibes, and that's just what I would call the mental, emotional part. And there's a lot of stuff going on that we're not aware of, such everybody's heard of pheromones as an example. And, again, just because we don't understand totally what's happening doesn't mean that the very small slice of, description that so-called modern medicine or science gives us is accurate. And that their terms of understanding are correct. In many cases, I believe they are deliberately incorrect. And again, it's for the profit model to establish control and profit, as we've already discussed.
As well, when I referenced Rockefeller and the birth of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and these petroleum-based synthetics, and the suppression of holistic doctors, of course, began at the same time, early 1900s, give or take. And, well, following the work that they had established up until then, it takes a lot of catching up, perhaps, at this point, because, therefore, to varying extents, I mean, everyone has been compromised to some degree from Big Pharma, throughout this past 100 years. As far as in research and in consensus thinking among academics. So, there's a lot we can't rule out, to be sure. There's so much that could be said on what you are pointing out, laying out there. I guess I focus more on the strategy of what's the minimal amount of information to get to maintain our freedoms and to stop the attempts toward this great reset, how much it's not justified for any of these lockdowns, for any forced vaccinations, for any masks or social distancing, and the fact that masks don't work.
Do they not work, they make you sick. I don't believe that there's mm-hmm. any positive
yeah.
effect from a mask. It's all negative. So it just fits exactly with what I said earlier about inversion. And, just going back briefly to my journey, and I'm sure other people have had a similar experience. My journey started in my 20s when I just started going to health food stores. I don't know. I was always just attracted to the idea of being healthy, health and nutrition. So back in the 80s and into the 90s, the health food stores were a thing. Lots of independent health food stores out there. And they always had a little book rack with pamphlets and booklets and books and, just reading the idea about, okay, you do the proper things, you eat well, you get vitamins and minerals, and it just, you feel better because your body functions are working. It enhances your bodily function. And that's what you want. And, of course, that's what they don't want. I mean, the idea that you could be injected with some concoction that's going to make you better or, prevent disease, it just has always seemed questionable to me. And in some ways, it seems absurd, especially when I remember first reading, probably back in the late 80s sometimes, the idea that you're bypassing the normal mechanism of the body. In other words, you're breathing, your air is filtered, you know, as what's going in is being filtered by, you know, the mucous membranes and the lungs. And also, too, when you're taking in food, you know, there's a process that has to go through the stomach with the all that hydrochloric acid, and then it has to be into the digestive system where it's worked on by other such processes, including bile secreted by the liver and so forth. So things that go into the body would normally never bypass those mechanisms unless you're, for example, you know, bitten by a rattlesnake. It's something delivered directly into your bloodstream or into your tissues. And that seemed to be, it just made me think. It seems very, very unnatural. And why and how could this be a good thing? And then when I read and found out when the autism controversy really started in full bloom in the early to mid-90s, just hearing the ingredients, that's all I needed to know. The ingredients in vaccines of aluminum, thimerosal, squalene, MSG, and other such things they were calling adjuvant. That's all I needed to hear. I didn't need to know any more. When I saw that those things were in a vaccine, I knew what the score was. I knew there was no kind of science, and there was nothing good about it.
And then the whole other level of, well, I mean, there are a few other tangents as far as what is suggested related to these mRNA shots, more potential for transmission and reception of data. Of course, the transhumanism comes to mind. Dr. Carrie Made, she's been putting out a lot of information when they get some of this stuff under a microscope from these mRNA vials. Just the micro-robotic qualities, which are very disturbing. So those are the transhumanist aspects of things. And then as far as the whole, well, I mean, Morgellons is something I've been following for years from the Carnicom Institute. Clifford Carnicom was the most serious group of researchers.
He's a serious scholar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I haven't had time to keep up with him enough, even in the last year or so, getting busier with the daily broadcast and everything, I've really meant to. He's very busy when I reached out for an interview, an assistant told me, but it wouldn't be completely ruled out. But regardless, I hear Morgellons, by some people, claim to be linked in some ways to these shots as well. And I don't know. Have you heard much about this? Do you have anything to say on this? Because there could be some things out there muddying the waters, putting out disinformation in our independent media circles to, as Michael Rivero likes to say, kookify the environment, you know. So, I mean, I'm wary at times of that. I don't know. What are your thoughts of the claims you've heard of that related to these shots, Morgellons?
I've seen many of the things that you have probably seen. I've seen probably maybe more than I think most people. Dr. Robert Young on his Blogspot goes into quite a bit of detail. And he actually appears on a couple of nice panel discussions you can see online. So it all looks very, very diabolical to me. I mean, no matter what, even if you believe, you know, a half or a third of what it is you see and hear, it's got to be just things that we have no concept. Somebody in a laboratory somewhere operating on many levels above the average layperson has been cooking up the most, malevolent, nefarious witch's brew to jab into us for kicks. I mean, really, that's what these people are about when you think about it. They're mentally ill. You know, they're experimenting on us, and I think you've heard something similar that I have, that all these companies have different dosages and different ingredients, so you don't know what it is you're getting. Sometimes you're getting a saline. Sometimes you're getting a concoction that's twice as strong as another, or sometimes you're getting a concoction that's even stronger than that. So that's why so many people are apparently for the moment okay. Maybe they're going to get a booster and get worse. Maybe they're going to be worse in 2 years or 4 months. It's a wait and see. As you know, some people are dropping dead in 1 to 2 weeks. So I think that there's it's deliberately on their part going to be confusing, and there's going to be a little bit of a variety or diversity in what it is they're giving and they're experimenting on. And you can be sure none of it is any good. As I've said for at least 25 years, there's nothing in a needle you need for your health. And I stand by that. I double down. Nothing in a needle you need for your health. Period. Right. And you talk about making things simple for people, you know, using a few words or a few ideas. Try that. Or try this one. Just ask people, do you really believe the government and these corporations care about your health? I've done that many, many times. Not one person has said yes.
That's a good one.
I don't know how to make it any more simple. Do you really trust that what they're putting in the shots is good for you?
Last break, sir. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All the money goodbye. All those things I can never be sure where to begin.
Don't wanna know. Don't wanna know.
And we're back for the final segment. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with Paul in California. And Paul, yeah, some of these short, concise ways of putting it to people. I mean, like when you look at the death rates and the fact that the PCR tests don't even have the ability to discriminate between COVID or something else or something you've had in the past or not, according to you know, the official sort of stance on viruses, at least. But as far as the death rate, if you just focus on the death rate, say, okay, for the most sickly, elderly and or obese, tiny percentage of the population to be able to have as much freedoms as possible, the rest of us are supposed to be subjected to DNA alterations, of the experimental, like we have no idea the outcomes, where it doesn't stop transmission or reception of any of these things, but supposedly weakens it a little bit. So everyone else in society suffers in all those ways, you know, for a tiny bit more, you know, access to walk about, go about for these sickly, elderly and obese people. I mean,
I've used or developed a less diplomatic way to put it to some people when I've gotten into my various, you know, argument discussions and mask wearing hassles, where I just say, hey, if you're so afraid of a virus, stay home and get out of my way, okay? I don't lose any of my rights because you're afraid of a virus. And plus, and not that it does any good, to be honest, I'm full of all sorts of things I can say to people. In fact, I'm full of all kinds of stuff. I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that. But it doesn't really do any good because, I'm sorry, but people are stupid. They're stupid and they believe everything that they already believe, even though there's no reason for them to believe that. You know how many times I've said to somebody, what proof do you have that viruses make you sick or that a virus is making other people sick? What personal knowledge or proof do you really have? And of course, you know, they'll just sit there with a blank look on their face or they'll roll their eyes like, oh, what, you don't believe in science or you're not paying attention. Don't you see what's going on around you? I go, yeah, I see. I see a bunch of stupid people believing nonsense, wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. That's what
I see. We have about only a minute left. So, I mean, your closing thoughts.
Well, you could add to, if you wanted to my statement of, do you really believe that these people care about your health? You could say, convince me, make me believe that you think these people care about your health. Convince me that you really believe that whatever is being injected into your arm is going to do you all kinds of good and going to help prevent you from getting sick. And if you get an opportunity to say something like that to somebody in that way, I love the looks and responses that I get. Again, for all the good it does me.
Mm-hmm. No, that is a good way to get people initially thinking about the overall premise that they're expect to swallow hook, line, and sinker here. Well, it's always a pleasure. It's just always too quick a broadcast, Paul. Well, have a great day, and talk to you again soon, sir.
Thank you for the kind words, Richard. I appreciate being on your show, and I appreciate the time and effort you put on to host it.
Yes, sir. Very good. Thank you to all the listeners as well, and please continue to support RPN. Stick around for Patrick Slattery, National Bugle Radio, always an excellent broadcast. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.